Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Jawanza. It is truly, truly, truly an honor and a pleasure to be able to host this show that I am hosting this evening. I want to just thank everybody for their presence. I bow to you, and I know that you could be doing something else, but you're here with us. Your spirit brought you here, and you are going to really understand why your spirit brought you here in one moment. I am so very, very pleased to have the distinction, the pleasure, and the honor of interviewing two wonderful sisters in preparation of your Sarasota, D.C.'s Women's Wellness Day, which is going to be held on Saturday, June the 20th. And in preparation of that day, we are doing this interview to give the listeners a taste of what it is that you're going to be receiving, and with the hopes that you will find this information valuable and make it a point to turn out at that event, because this information that you're going to hear today is life-changing and potentially life-saving. So I want to get to my guest so that we can get into this awesome, awesome interview. Well, today on the line with me, I have Dr. Aima Payton and Angela Cook, also known as Orawat and Intachasara in Kamet. Now, at this workshop that's going to be held on the 20th, the women's workshop is going to be broken down into three categories. Now, the first category is going to be from 18 to 34 years old, the women dealing with women from 18 to 34 years old. That category will be conducted by Aima Payton. So let me give you a little background of my guest. Well, Dr. Payton is now, shall I say, Aima Payton, she's not with us today, but I want to tell you a little bit about her so that you know that when you go to the workshop on the 20th, that each of these individuals are qualified to share. And so I'm going to start with Aima Payton, who will be handling the 18 to 34 year olds. Aima Payton is a native Washingtonian and board-certified registered nurse practitioner. Aima is board-certified by the American Nurses Credentialing Center. Aima received her Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from the University of Delaware, Newark, Delaware. After working for a few years as a registered nurse, Aima attended the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., where she earned a Master's of Science in Nursing with a concentration in family practice. As a nurse, she practiced in pediatric and adolescent health and was specialized in training in extensive care. After completing her certification as a nurse practitioner, she practiced in Washington, D.C. in an outpatient community and urgent care setting, managing acute and stable chronic care of families, including those with barriers to accessing care and those living with HIV. At the end of 2014, she began working as an acute care provider in an outpatient setting in a local Washington, D.C. office. She seeks to motivate individuals and families to take full control of their health care needs through nutrition, diet, and healthy lifestyle choices. Again, that is the bio for Aima Payton. She won't be joining us on the interview today, but She will be presenting at the workshop on the 20th, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of information about her. Now, on the call today, again, we have Dr. Amay Tyus and Angela Cook, again, also known as Orawat and then Tchatchara in Kamet. Now I'll give you a little background on Dr. Tyus. Dr. Tyus is a native Washingtonian, and she is the medical director of the Inyame National Natural Health Solutions. The focus of her practice deals with creating balance for the body, mind, and spirit by tailoring nutritional plans, supplements, and exercise regimens to assist in the healing. Meditation is also taught at the clinic to address the mind-body connection. Being a family practice doctor, she sees clients of all ages and offers a number of group visits to address many chronic medical conditions such as diabetes, depression, obesity, hypertension, and heart disease. She has been a practicing physician for 13 years now, and she received her undergraduate degree from Howard University and medical degree from Medical College of Pennsylvania. She is happy to be back home to address the health conditions in her own community with an integrative medical approach. Welcome home, Doctor. Now, up next, presenting at the workshop for the ages 50 and up is Angela Cook, again also known as Orawat Enen Rod Tchatchara in Kamet. She's been a registered nurse since 1977 and has significant experience in labor, delivery, gynecology, adolescent, pediatric, and family health. Angela has worked in various areas of nursing, including acute and community health settings. For the past 11 years, she has worked in the public health sector, serving as a high-risk case manager for children and families. Also known as Orawat Enen Tchatchara in Kamet, one of the Queen Mothers of the Aseraset Society International, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia region, she has extensive counseling experience in various subjects, including women's and family health concerns. Over the past 40 years, she has successfully used meditation, homeopathy, and other traditional methods of healing for herself, family, and friends. One of her passions is teaching, partnering with, and thus empowering others to take ownership of the health and well-being of themselves, family, and community. Her business, Waters of Life, Sa En Ankh Services, was established for the purpose of enhancing the lives of others via health and wellness education and promotion. Furthermore, through this and other venues, she uses all of her artistic talents to foster spiritual and cultural education for all. It is without further ado that I bow and welcome to Jawanza for Life, Dr. Amay Tyus and Orawat Enen Tchatchara in Kamet. Welcome, both of you, to Jawanza for Life. It's such a pleasure and an honor to have you with me today.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you, you know, inviting us to be on so we can really promote the Women's Wellness Day.
Mm-hmm. It's truly an honor to have you, and I definitely see the importance of having such a day. And just I want to encourage all of the listeners that if you know of a woman who happens to be in the Washington, D.C. area, whether it's Baltimore, whether it's Virginia, D.C., during this show, if you know that they're not listening in, contact them and tell them to dial in at 347-324-5727. Again, that's for those listening online, that's 347-324-5727. Okay, let's get into this fabulous interview. I know that, and to the listeners online, I'm sorry, to the listeners, I see you on the phones, on the board. If you have a question during the course of this interview, all you have to do is press 1, and then I'll bring you on board. Tell us a little bit about the workshop that's going to, the Women's Wellness Day workshop that's going to be held on June the 20th, that's Saturday, June the 20th. Tell us about that, and what, talk about the events that are going to be taking place, because I'm excited, just, and I'm a brother, and I'm hearing about this. When I saw all the stuff that was going to be going on, I was excited. I was like, man, that's something, and a lot of sisters need to take part in this. Can you tell us about that event?
Yes. I want to say that I actually had the pleasure of presenting at an event, similar event, in New York last year. And because of the success and the enthusiasm of the women who attended that event, we got the idea to duplicate that in this area. It took us a little while to get it together, almost another year. But this event happened in New York, and it was a similar, it was actually the exact same format in terms of addressing the health and well-being needs of women of different ages. And our endeavor, the subtitle of this is Honoring and Celebrating All Women. So we wanted to be inclusive because their young women may have different health concerns or be susceptible to certain health issues, as different for women who are more mature, and then those who are, you know, really much more mature. And as you know, there are certain things that happen when women get over 50 that may be a different concern to people who are younger. So we wanted to get, you know, those particular issues addressed and let people be in their group of their peers so they may be more comfortable to share and discuss. And we also, you know, wanted to have some people with experience, and I'm just really pleased that Dr. Tyus was available to, you know, share her expertise, and that, you know, nurse practitioner Peyton, who was also, and we're all kind of, we all belong in those age groups. That's the great thing about it, is that we personally are in those age groups, so we can, you know, relate. And then just to be clear, we have meditation sessions scheduled after, because a lot of what we'll all talk about is the key role that meditation has in assisting people with healing. And so we have people with great experience in that. A couple of people who, one person actually works directly with Dr. Tyus, and that person will be running the session. And then the other two people are actually professional educators. One has a PhD and the other one has a couple of master's degrees, but they have both been trained in meditation techniques and have been using them for years. And they're both familiar, you know, with presenting that. And then, you know, we have a women's healing session. We have vendors. We'll have some wellness services such as seated massage and reflexology. And then I just got noticed that one of our acupuncturists who was licensed in this area will be able to come toward the end. So if there's anybody that wants, say, some ear acupuncture, we'll be making that available for, you know, that is for a fee. The actual event is only $10. And if you get there, if you buy your ticket in advance, you will get $5 back if you're one of the first 20 people to get there before 12:30. And if you don't buy it in advance, you will get half off your ticket if you're one of the first 25 people who gets there, so get there before 12:30. So, we're making it very, you know, giving you incentives. And, of course, we are located at 6224 3rd Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., which is right, that is the Aseraset Society location, SIMBIP. But this event is happening next door at 6220 3rd Street. So, you know, right in the area of our businesses. And so it will happen at both locations, depending on which workshop you're participating in. And we'll have breaks so people can get food. We'll have some vendors of merchandise as well, you know, health-related merchandise, and also some African marketplace merchandise.
Wow, you're really making
that
this
wonderful.
Does I mean you're making this accessible, so accessible to everybody. So for $10, you can go to a workshop and sit in three different workshops for $10 from 12 until 7, okay, for $10. And if you get there, if you're one of the first 20 people or 25 people, you get $5 back. Or if you pre-register, you get half off. They're trying to give you this information. As you can see, this information is, you have no excuse. It can't be money. Money's not an excuse, okay? It's affordable, and they're making it even more affordable to you. But let's talk a bit about why this information is broken down the way that it's broken down. I see that there are age distinctions, and you mentioned, for example, you know, there are certain situations when it comes to women and their bodies that once you reach 50, or I would imagine once a woman starts to go through menopause, there are certain concerns that, you know, they deal with concerning their body that they don't have to worry about when they're, say, between 18 and 34 or 35 and 49. I noticed, again, the distinctions. That was definitely a... whoever thought to break that down, kudos to them, because I think a lot of times when people address health, they oftentimes don't consider the distinctions in ages that, you know, they just think one size fits all, you know, eat this, you know, exercise, and you'll be good to go. But, you know, I like the way that that's broken down. Could you talk about those distinctions? Again, you know, you talked about 50 and up. Again, you're dealing with women who, you know, have certain concerns. What about women in the 35 to 49 range, Dr. Tyus? What kind of concerns would a woman in that category exhibit or need to consider that someone in those other two categories would not?
Well, I think in this age group, the interesting thing is that you have women who are now mothers, who are daughters, who are primary breadwinners, who are wives, who really are really becoming aware of all of these different roles that we take on at this age group. And so, you know, a lot of times when women are a bit older, they're used to these new roles. They're used to these roles and are able to, you know, maneuver them in different ways. But at this age group, a lot of these roles are very prevalent and are new. And so the importance of this age group is to be able to deal with stressors, deal with their own health while also helping others, helping their children, helping their mothers, helping their fathers, helping their siblings, and also being able to be efficient in the workplace. And so it's very important to for this age group for women to take care of themselves and make sure they take time for themselves, to make sure they're also very well versed in ways to take care of their children. Because a lot of times, you know, women at this age group have young children or teenagers, so it's very important to be to not only have these roles but also be a healer to the family. And so, as we know, the first thing is to heal yourself and to stay healthy yourself, but also to be able to nurture and give to your family. So those are some of the things that we'll be talking about on the 20th, really, how to maneuver these different roles as well as to maintain your own health and the health of your family.
Well, you know, as I, you know, look at the roles and I look at the different categories, I notice that the categories start from 18 to 34, 35 to 49, and 50 and up. But if you could, either of you or both, could just talk a bit about just the need to lay a healthy foundation from birth, from, let's say, from day one, from the day that this child comes out of the womb to 18. Or 17, you know, because once that foundation, or even in the womb, even prior to the baby being born, just even from the standpoint of the mother taking care of herself and being healthy, so that once that baby comes forth out of the womb and just during those very, very formative years from birth through adolescence, puberty, all of that, up until the point that the child turns, say, 17. Can you talk about just even the need to lay a healthy foundation so that once that foundation is laid, then the building blocks are in place to be able to continue on life now, having had that firm foundation to carry on over into the different categories?
Yes. Okay. So just like you said, Baba Jawan, so one of the important things that we deal with is for women of this age is the prenatal time. And so it's very important in terms of prenatally for a woman to take care of herself. And there's studies that show that the emotional health of the mother affects the child's health. So, of course, we know to take, you know, your prenatal vitamins and go to your prenatal, you know, get your prenatal care, make sure the mother is eating well, very nourishing foods, as well as getting some type of exercise based on what the mother has done before. But also really being able to stay calm, doing meditations, processing your emotions in a healthy way, because these things are very, very important. Mm-hmm. And also in terms of as the baby comes, you know, breastfeeding, eating nourishing foods, and really being a healthy example. As you know, children, they learn from their parents, you know. And so it's really important for parents to be a really, really good example in terms of how they deal with stressors so children can mimic those things and really process things in a healthy way. Other things are really teaching children how to exercise and getting exercise in their life early. A lot of times in our communities, children use cell phones and spend a lot of their time watching TV. But there's so many extracurricular activities in the Washington, D.C. area. We have wonderful African dance companies. We have soccer. We have so many things to get children interested in at a young age. And so those things are very important. And it's very important also to keep our children away from cell phones as much as possible, especially under the age of two, because the magnetic fields, the electromagnetic fields, really can affect the brain of children, and so it's important to really to keep children away from them as much as possible. I know sometimes as they become teenagers, in terms of being able to communicate is important, but really if they don't need it, to really stay away from some of these cell phones and that type of thing. And then one of the really important things that's very overlooked a lot in our community is sleep. Children, oftentimes growing children, need about 10 hours of sleep per night. And mm-hmm. it's very important to make sure that they have it so that they can grow and so that they, when they go to school, they're not dozing off and not tired and they can learn adequately and give them a good start in starting the day.
Awesome. Or what did you want to add to that? Or did you have any comments on the that particular age group?
That was such a comprehensive answer. The only thing I will say that I see has really been a very big nemesis for our community, and, you know, is sugar.
Oh, yeah.
I just bring that mm-hmm. up because mm-hmm. it's in everything. And when you overload on that and those foods that turn, you know, that are high in what's called a glycemic index, if you do that at a very young age, you create fat cells that are going to be difficult to get rid of later on. And so, you know, that's something we really have to be mindful of. You know, even back in the day, giving children, you know, straight juice, even if it's not, you know, flavored or laden with sugar, it's still high concentration. So you have to be lot more mindful. You know, we have a lot more information about that, and we have to be mindful of it because it can really cause problems not only for, you know, our physiological health, but mental health as well.
Well, Orwa, did you want to talk a bit about the 50 and up group? There are people online that are listening who are 50 and up. There are people on the board that I'm looking at that are 50 and up. And just there are certain concerns that women in that age group deal with. Again, of course, we're talking about the age where women are going through menopause. You know, many at that age group are doing, and we're talking about 50 and up, some are still working and some have stopped working. And just if you could talk about that particular group and certain things that will be discussed at the workshop that are tailored specifically to the 50 and up age group.
Well, again, after you get to be a certain age, there are certain rhythms in your body that may tend to wane, and so you have to do things to counteract that and, you know, different types of exercise and supplementation, you know, can assist in that effort. But I really want to talk about, too, the mindset that people have. And in this culture, this Western society, you know, treats people who are aging in a very different way than traditional society. And so people have to look at what's happening in a more uplifting way than what is done here. You know, they tend to, you know, put people in a certain category and kind of push them off to the side when in other cultures they're very productive until, you know, they're ready to move on to another plane. But, you know, I don't want to give away the whole thing, so I'm just going to say, right. You know, the title of my workshop is Vibrant and Vivacious at 50 and Beyond, Bringing Out the Goddess in You. So that gives you a little bit of what we're going to be discussing.
Vibrant and vivacious. Bringing out the goddess in you. Wow. You know, I even love the title, just and even the aspect of the goddess in you, because I think that with all of us, and this is, goes back to male, this is male and female, that men and women, that we are, and we could talk about this for a moment, that in fact we are divine, you know, and it is our identification with being human that is the source of a lot of the ills, as, you know, is taught by the Sarasota Society in the world. A lot of our ills are as a result of us identifying with being human. So I just love the aspect that you touched upon, that divinity in us, bringing out the goddess in the women, okay? And the equivalent would be the god in the man. But just I love that. Could you just talk about that part of us and our identification with our divinity, and when we can tap into that God, goddess, / goddess in us, then that can spur us on to higher heights.
Well, the idea of that is the key to our success. So, you know, we want to be successful in so many different endeavors in our life. And, you know, the fundamental basis for that is who we are and who we perceive we are. And so if we perceive our persons as, you know, depressed, unsuccessful, you know, and as beings that have no choice but to follow certain emotions such as anger, fear, worry, grief, et cetera, if we see that, but then we, you know, will succumb to the outcomes of that type of perception. But when we see we were given a divine choice to be in peace and in joy no matter what is happening, that sets the, you know, the template for a different way of thinking. So, we were given that divine right and that divine choice, and that's what separates us from, you know, the other kingdoms who move on particular computerized modes of functioning. But we can choose to be in peace, and we can choose to be in joy no matter what the situation brings. And we can choose, even if the situation is so challenging, and we are not joyful about it, we can choose to enjoy being peaceful about it.
I love it. I love it. Doctor, did you want to share?
I think that was really, I think Orwa said it all there for that one. I mean, I don't really have, I mean, I think that it is very important. That's one of the things that we try to focus on in the clinic is really through meditation to really get people to slow down their thoughts, to be able to just question sometimes the thoughts that we have and the ones that are working for us and the ones that are not. And I think that our connection with being the divine and seeing ourselves as divine, I mean, that only enhances how we see ourselves and what we could potentially do in this world. So I totally agree.
Well, let's talk about the Het Heru Healing Dance. That's going to be a part of the workshop. People who have never seen the dance or been exposed to the dance, for those people, share a bit about the Het Heru Healing Dance, what it is, and what are the benefits of this particular dance?
Okay, well, this dance was developed by one of the Queen Mothers of Osiriset Society International, Nesuit. Nesuit Mashtam Amen. And this dance, you know, came to her through meditation and trance. And it's an easy, inexpensive, non-strenuous workout. You don't have to have any previous dance experience. And, you know, the movements were meant so that people could do them and get the benefit from it. And one of the reasons we're culminating the event with this is, you know, everybody's kind of going to be, except for at the beginning, there'll be an opening with everyone, and then everyone will be in their various, you know, workshops. So after the workshops and the meditation, we want to bring everybody together to, you know, share with one another through this dance. When the dance, we have testimonials about this dance, which has, you know, been around for several years now, and that some testimonials include toning of the stomach and uterine muscles, improvement in your breathing and blood circulation. Also, some of the results are, you know, releasing of tensions, and, you know, tension is actually the root of a lot of chronic illness, and it feeds illness. So this also helps you to relax, which will nurture your total mind and body wellness. Also, other testimonials include improved menstrual cycles, increased fertility, decreased fibroids, enhanced creativity, high tolerance levels for everyday challenges, and, you know, general optimism and harmony in various relationships. So the whole idea is to harness your own, you know, healing power. And as you relax and, you know, just be with your sisters to, you know, come together to heal together.
Doctor?
Let's see. I have done the Het Heru Healing Dance, and I've enjoyed it a lot. I really have. I've had numerous friends who actually, when they I have one friend actually who she did a 30-day cycle of doing the Het Heru Healing Dance, and she got pregnant right afterwards. I don't know if she was expecting that added benefit, but that's what happened. So she tells us to be very careful in terms of doing the dance, you know, in terms of the fertility that can happen. But yeah, I've heard some really great things also, and yeah.
Wow. Everybody, again, you've got to get to the Osiriset Society. I'll ask to give the address again, because that's going to be on Saturday, June the 20th, from 12 noon to 7 p.m. There's going to be a lot going on, and it's almost like you can't afford not to go, okay? And I want to encourage the sisters, and I want to even encourage the brothers. If you have sisters, this could be for your mother, this could be for your sister, your wife, your daughter, your, you know, auntie, your cousins, I mean, coworkers, friends. You've got to get them this workshop, because it's going to be, as you can tell, there's going to be a lot of healing going on a lot of different levels, for a lot of different age groups. And this has continued with the healing theme. I mean, you've got people in various categories here that, I mean, the sisters are going to come there, and I know that when it's time to go, they're not going to want to go, okay, because of all of the information that they're going to get there. I mean, they can get pampered, I mean, get their massage on, get some acupuncture. I know that it's going to be a getaway from life for a moment, you know, just for a few hours, just to just get away, get amongst sisters, talk to sisters, be with sisters, be spoken to by sisters, with information for sisters, and many of them not going to want to go back home, you know. So, if, because
well, I just want to say we will be open at 11. Sinbad Natural Foods and Sinbad Cafe opens at 11, so if people want to come early, we're going to see if we can get some of the healing services there early. So, you know, you don't have to wait till 12. You can come early and, you know, hang out and see about having some of the seated massage there ahead of time so you can get relaxed beforehand. And I would like to encourage the men, you know, buy a ticket for your sister, buy a ticket for your,
right.
for your mother, your wife or your daughter. As he said, it's, you know, meant to be affordable. You know, we're basically just wanting to pay for the space. It is part of what the space we're using is the Davis Center dance studio, and Ms. Davis has been a great support of us holding events that are beneficial for the community.
Will there be readings offered to the people that come? Because there might be somebody that comes in.
We don't have that service right available, but they can sign their name on a list.
Okay.
And we can, you know, arrange that for them if they would like to have a spiritual reading. But there's so much packed into this, and we wanted to, a lot of the readers are women.
we
caught up with this event, but people definitely can, you know, take advantage of that service at another point.
Let's talk about, again, to the listeners online, and if you're online listening and you want to ask a question, all you have to do is dial 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. And if you're listening by phone, to do is press 1, and then I will bring you on board. And to everybody, again, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I see you on the board, and I thank you so much for your time. If we could talk about just hormonal imbalances in women, I mean, and certain techniques that can be used to address that. There are a lot of times people don't know what's going on in their body. They just don't know. And if you're not trained, as you two sisters are, been in the medical field and just dealing with having dealt with that sort of thing, sometimes people's emotions are all over the place, and, you know, we know the effect of emotions. But, you know, for somebody that doesn't know the role of the hormones in the body and, you know, the imbalances that come along with just your body being out of balance, could you talk about certain techniques? And I know you don't want to give away everything from, you know, the people that are going to attend the workshop, but there are techniques that people can use to actually balance out hormones and imbalances, correct?
Yes. Dr. Tyus?
Yeah, so it really depends on the medical issue that the woman is addressing. You know, it depends on the age group also, because different age groups have different hormonal issues that may come up. So if you're dealing with women over 50, a lot of times they're dealing with, you know, menopause and the challenges that often come, you know, during menopause. And one of the things to really work on that is prior to menopause, just how, you know, with children you work on things prenatally. So a lot of things that women can do is exercise, you know, make sure they're eating a very healthy, nourishing diet that's free from a lot of meats. And if they do eat meats, and have it be organic. And if they do fish, where it to be like a wild-caught fish and not farm-raised. So really exercising, eating a nourishing diet, and really being able to deal with stressors in a healthy way. So, and then there's also alternative things like acupuncture and, you know, different supplements that people can do to kind of balance off the changes, the abrupt changes in the hormonal levels that happen at that age. But at younger ages, you have issues also that deal with abnormalities in the endocrine system. So like polycystic ovarian syndrome, different syndromes like that, where sometimes women don't have cycles on a regular basis. And so a lot of the treatment with that is dealing with exercise and changing your diet to make sure that it's a healthy, nutritious diet, because there are correlations with diabetes. And even the treatment in Western medicine is the same. You do certain medicines that, you know, you can give diabetics, metformin. And so it's really important for women to make sure that they're exercising regularly, that they're eating healthy, nourishing food. So things that are processed, you want to take out of your diet, you know, eating, you know, 7 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, making sure that there are whole grains in your diet, making sure that you have a healthy protein in your diet. All those things are very important. And the other thing that we probably don't talk about a lot is pesticides. Pesticides really can disrupt the endocrine system. And so a lot of times during this time of the year, we have ants coming in our houses, and we have different things where we kind of want these bugs to go away, so we end up getting people to come and spray different things in our homes or very close to our homes. But it's very important to understand that these things, these chemicals can disrupt your endocrine system, and your endocrine system deals with your vitality. It really deals with the flow, your energy and your vitality. So you really want to be careful about that. And I know that sometimes organic foods can be, you know, expensive, but it really is worth it because, you know, the pesticides that are oftentimes in, you know, just your normal foods, you know, your quote-unquote normal grocery stores, you know, they do have pesticides in them. So places like Synbev, you know, that really specialize in really organic foods, that it's really worth it to give to yourself and your children because it helps those endocrine abnormalities as they come up as we get older.
Yeah, and I just want to add that
yes.
You know, people talk about it's expensive to eat organic and it's expensive to eat healthy, and you know, no, it's more expensive to be sick.
right.
Not to mention, in America, we eat too much. We eat too much. I'm not saying there aren't people here who live in poverty that, you know, are struggling in terms of food, because that is a reality. But in many instances, you know, we could afford it if we chose better what we eat and we chose not to overeat.
Well, if we could talk about the immune system and aging. Again, once we reach a certain point in our life, oftentimes we've eaten a certain way for so long, and you might can get away with it when you're younger. You might be able to eat dairy, cheese, you know, eggs, all that kind of stuff when you're younger, meat when you're younger, and, you know, go to the doctor and come away. Doctor said, you're fit, fit as a fiddle. You know, you might do that when you're young. But as you get older, could you just even talk about the need to really, really focus on building and maintaining a healthy immune system, because you can't get away with, when you're over 50, what you got away with when you were, say, under 30.
Metabolism slows down. That's you know, part of what happens. And, you know, one of the major, well, it's important for everybody, but the body cannot store vitamin C. So that's one of the major components that really you need throughout the ages. But, you know, if you're over 50, you definitely got to be taking probably more than what, unfortunately, the recommended daily allowances may not really address what you're talking about. And, again, there are certain supplements that will assist you to protect your immunity, and we will be discussing some of them. As RN, I'm not able to prescribe medicine or anything like that, and we surely don't recommend that you do anything without talking to your healthcare provider or, you know, discontinue any treatment or anything of that nature that has been prescribed for you. But there are things that you can do to support yourself in terms of keeping your immunity high.
Mm-hmm. everybody. This is a fabulous interview. Again, to the listeners, you've got about 15 minutes left, so if you have a question, would like to make a comment, don't be shy. If you're on the phone, just press 1. If you're online, all you have to do is just dial 347-324-5727. That's 347-324-5727. Let's talk for a few minutes just about the brain and its role in our health, because a lot of times the brain is just completely overlooked. When, you know, you hear conversations about health, you might hear about the immune system, you know, the circulatory system, all the different systems in the body, the respiratory system and everything, but you rarely hear about the brain. If you could just talk just briefly about the brain and just the need to be able to maintain a healthy brain and, you know, certain things we can do to do that. I know that even just, for example, drinking water, you know, the recommended amount of water can help with the brain as far as nutritionally. Could you just talk about the brain and the importance of maintaining a healthy brain as it relates to health and women's health in particular?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's probably important to start off with some very basic things, like not smoking, really alcohol, really limiting or no alcohol, because as well as drugs, because, you know, a lot of times we, including marijuana, cocaine, heroin, is things that, you know, you think that most people are like, yeah, I don't do that, but you'd be surprised how many people still drink alcohol. You know, a lot of people still, you know, smoke cigarettes. A lot of people do use drugs and marijuana. So it's very important to encourage people, just in terms of basic health of the brain, to really let those things go that don't nourish the brain in terms of toxic drugs. So the other thing that really, when you do these scans of the brain to look at the functionality of the brain in terms of how people are processing things, not so much the anatomy of the brain in terms of strokes and that type of thing, but the functioning of the brain. People in very high stress situations or who do work with a lot of toxins. So if you go to a job where you're a furniture maker or deal with metals a lot, these things can have an effect on the brain because of the chemicals. So once again, chemicals, when you inhale these things, it can affect the brain in a lot of ways. So that's another thing. And really, the importance of being able to process stress in a way that doesn't take away from your health. Because when you don't, it really, when you see these scans of the brain and people who have been in maybe marriages or situations that have been very, very stressful, and they haven't really had tools in order to how to stay calm and deal with these stressful situations, the brain takes an effect, and it affects people's brains when you look at the scans of the functionality of the brain. Some things that you can do are meditation, very important in terms of improvement of the functioning of the brain. Like you said, water. Another thing that I recommend to all my patients, most of my patients, the ones that have bleeding disorders I don't, is omega-3 fatty acids. You know, in this country with the diet that we have, oftentimes those are one of the fatty acids that we don't really get enough of. So I recommend at least 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids daily because it helps to really nourish the brain. It also helps to balance insulin levels. So if people have issues with diabetes, which can affect the brain too, you know, of course, strokes and those type of things that can come as a result of those, it's very important for the functioning as well as the other physiological processes in the body. So just in keeping for very basic and just very basic, I mean, we could talk about other supplements that could help to nourish the brain, different adaptogens, but a lot of times if we just work on really being able to deal with stress in a healthy way, in a way to move us forward and not to take away from our health, that goes a long way.
You know,
and
as I'm listening. Yes, go ahead, please.
Our brains need to damage this. You know, most of us have experienced damage to the brain through a whole bunch of different things. As Dr. Taya said, stress, which is really tension. I mean, we call it a whole bunch of different things, but basically it's tension. We consume too much sugar. People may have stopped smoking or alcohol, but they're still, or but there's still, you know, damage that's been done. And then consumption of caffeine. Caffeine is another, people don't think about it, but, you know, this is, you know, Starbucks heaven. You know, the overconsumption of caffeine also affects also aluminum cooking utensils. And really affect it, as well as, you know, excess estrogen. And if you if you've had some a lot of medical procedures and you've had a lot of you know, medication, that all of that can affect. And so what's really one of the most important supplements is choline. And so there are various different types of choline supplements that you can take to help in that repair. And there are many, many other supplements. But as Dr. Tyus said, elimination of what people call stress, as opposed to even as opposed to managing it, but eliminating it. And, you know, that's a thought, that's an idea that people, you know, tend not to perceive can be done. But that, and that's basically because, you know, we've still been caught up in that idea of identifying on the, you know, with our persons on a human level, and saying that, you know, we don't have any control, you know, that those things are just a natural part of us. But if it's harmful to us, it can't really be natural to us. So, you know, that's why, you know, behavioral scientists have not come up with eliminating stress, but it can and must be eliminated. And we have many different tools to do that, but one of the most key to one of the key tools for that is meditation. And it has been shown that meditation actually nourishes the brain. When you do a few minutes of meditation and take an assessment of people's brains, there's a totally different way that the brain looks once it's been, once people have been meditating. And, it, you know, we need to remember, too, that the brain has four different pieces. And one piece that's been kind of left out is that frontal lobe. And we have the lower animal brains, but we have this, you know, frontal lobe, which when we meditate gets very much nourished, and it helps to elevate our means of responding to challenge and adversity, which is always going to be there in life. But when we nourish that frontal lobe, then we are elevated to a higher consciousness, which will assist us in, you know, eliminating that tension.
Everybody, this hour is going by so fast, and just with you even mentioning the elimination of stress, I just wanted to, now would be a good time to plug a book by Dr. Shechem Shechem Rahun Nefer Amen. And if you haven't gotten his new book, everybody, I got to plug it right here because this is perfect timing. You got to get Stress Free for Life. It's new book, newest book by Shechem Shechem, Dr. Rahun Nefer Amen. Please get that book, and we'll tell you how to get that, how you, what number you can call to get that. And you definitely need to get that book, because to manage stress, as he says, can kill you. Okay, so you don't want to manage it. You want to eliminate it, you know, completely, totally, and it can be done. Again, if you could, we've got a few minutes left. I'm going to give everybody one more chance. If you got a comment or you would like to ask a question, of these two powerful sisters that are going to be presenting on June the 20th at the Women's Wellness Day celebration, celebrating women, all women, honoring and celebrating all women. You have a moment to do that. And in the closing moments, if each of you could just give your closing remarks, I want to first thank you both. I bow to you. Thank you so much for being my guest today. This information is powerful. I'm Shoot, I wish I could come. I could sit up there and listen to this, because this information is, I mean, I've got women in my life, you know, that could benefit from this information, and I'm certainly going to encourage them to come to that. And again, to all of the brothers that are listening to this show, please share this information. Matter of fact, this show is going to be archived within a half an hour after the show ends. It will be archived. So if you know of a sister that's not listening, that you know could benefit from this information, you can share the link with them, and then they can go back and get this information, because we need this. We're family, and the brothers, you will benefit as your mother benefits. You will benefit as your daughter benefits, as your queen benefits, as the people in your loved ones in your life, the sisters and the women in your life benefit from this information. So will you. So it would behoove you to share this information. To the both of you, again, thank you. Any closing remarks from you?
Well, Dr. Chiwanza, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for having us on. You know, as we were preparing for it, there's so many wonderful opportunities that come up to share with our people benefits of health and really taking care of ourselves. And to give us the opportunity to do that and to share it really means a lot. So thank you so much for having us on. And I wanted to thank Orwan and Chai Zara also for putting this together, because, you know, just what you were explaining earlier about the beautiful layout of the day, and I know that it's going to be a really wonderful day. So thank you for taking the time to bring health to our community, too, in a way that really translates and people can hear it. So thank you both. Thank you both.
Look, Nana.
Well, I want to thank Baba Chiwanza for, you know, having us on his program, and also just selecting programming that is going to be uplifting and beneficial to our community, and, you know, making an opportunity for those of us in the wellness profession to, you know, be a part of your be one of your presenters, and, you know, to talk to your listening audience. I also want to say my person did not put this together alone, but it is an effort of the Osiriset Society, Washington, Virginia, Maryland region. And, again, we are putting on something that was similarly done by our headquarters in New York. I just want to encourage the listeners to, you know, come on out or send your representatives to share with us. It's really something that we want to promote that can just help as many people as possible to take charge, to be empowered, to know as much as you can to promote our health and well-being. It's just very, very important for us and for the generations to come.
Is there any way that women can prepare for the workshop? Is there any attire, certain attire that they need to wear, loose clothing or anything of that nature?
No, they just need to have an open mind, and, you know, at the end we'll be dancing, so nothing that's going to restrict them being able to move. But as I said, the movements are, you know, fairly simple.
Okay. Well, and where can they get tickets in advance for those who want to register and get their tickets in advance?
Oh, Simbeb, they can come to Simbeb Co-op, or they can call 202-723-5566, or the number that's on the flyer. I'm trying to see if I have that available. There is a number. We have an Osiriset Society phone number, and it should be, yeah, I'm looking, 630-202-630-2507.
Okay, we'll give those numbers again. That's 202-723-5506. And what was the second number, Orla?
5566. 5566.
What did I say?
7-2-3-5-5-6-6.
I messed up. Okay.
5566. And then the second one, 202-630-2507.
Okay, 202, one more time for the second one.
630-2507. And they can go to our website, Osereset DC.
This show has been phenomenal.
All right.
Go ahead. You were saying?
I was just saying they can look us up also on Facebook.
And that's Osereset DC. They could look up Osereset DC. And Osereset, for those, let me just spell that for you if you don't know. That's A-U-S, like Sam, A-R. That's Osereset, A-U-S, like Sam, E-T, like Tom, D, like David, C, like Charles. Okay? Osereset DC. Okay?
Yeah.
And
on Facebook and Twitter.
Also on Twitter. This is powerful information. Again, I want to thank the both of you. I'm envious of the sisters that get to go to the to the workshop on the 20th, because I know that they are in for an awesome treat. I thank you both so much for your time, because
thank
again,
you.
And all of the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And again, I want to give the number one more time. I'll give the one that I know off the top of my head, or what, if you could give the second one more time. Again, for ticket information, you want more information on how you can purchase your tickets early, that's 202-723-5566. That's 202-723-5566. And or what?
202-630-2507.
I bow to the both of you. This has been, and I wish we had two more hours we could go, because I don't want to get off the phone. I'm like the sisters at the workshop that ain't gonna want to leave. I don't want the show to end.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Certainly. Thank you both so much. It's been truly an honor. Thank you so much to the listeners. Again, make sure that you get by the workshop on, that's going to be June the 20th, that's Saturday, and that's going to be from 12 noon to 7 p.m. There's going to be a lot of information going on for the sisters. They're going to be broken down into different categories. There's going to be presenters from age group of 18 to 34, I'm sorry, from 18, yes, from 18 to 34, there's going to be from 35 to 49 years old, and then there's going to be 50 and up. And so, again, I just want to say thank you. And until the next time, I say tu'au to the both of you, and Annette Harak.
All right, Harak at the pool. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, that was a powerful interview, and it went by so fast. That was Dr. Amatias and Orowat Enin Tachasara and Comet, also known as Angela Cook. Everybody, you don't want to miss this workshop on June the 20th. Sisters, make sure that you're there. Brothers, make sure that you share this show with a sister in your life, because this information is going to be life-changing, but you can't benefit from it if you don't hear it, and you can't hear it if you're not there, okay? So make sure that you're there. And again, to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in. The name of this show is Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza, and I thank you for your time. Etapu.